Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family and your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcome. I don't know whether we should even be doing this, but join me in welcoming our featured guest,
Now I'm really worried.
Lisa Dunn is in the house.
Good morning, everybody.
Feeling about this.
Good morning, Miss Lisa. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Ron?
No complaints on this, and no one would listen anyway. So, you know, what the heck. Oh, where are we in our messaging? Okay, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it, and I can't even find my soundboard this morning.
It's going to be one of those days, Ron.
Yeah, one of those days.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You ain't talking to me, right?
I don't know where we're even going to be going this morning, Lisa. This is
going to
be fun. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone. I don't know why. For future reference, but you're going to need it. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Is it St. Patrick's Day yet? I'm just wondering, maybe.
Have you not come out of that stupor since Saturday?
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe it's still there, but I'm looking. Okay. Nah, way too healthy. National Certified Nurses Day. Okay, we can deal with that.
We don't want to upset them. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we don't want to get them upset with us. National Let's Laugh Day.
I think we got off to a good start on
that one, mate. But you know something? Having beaten anorexia, you could probably guess where I'm going to be heading today. It is, are you ready for this one? Yes, indeed, it is National Chocolate Caramel Day. Yes, indeed. That's where we'll spend our day. So, thank you to the studio audience. That's another.
Keep it down.
Okay, well, let's check the markets. Maybe we don't want to check the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now. Are you ready for this one? Yeah, it is down 300 points. Not good news for the Dow right there. We're looking at oil down 41 cents. Per barrel of oil. What does that mean for gasoline? $2.05 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline. Now, we took all the time. I try for you and let you know where the best place is to get gasoline. I know they've got some people like to go to that app Gas Buddy, but I don't know that they're helping any, right? Because if you want the cheapest gas, you got to go to Missouri. It's $2.26.7 a gallon.
Anything named Gas Buddy can't be good.
Exactly. Now, if you want to buy, or if you need to buy gas, you don't have to worry about this, right? Gas for you?
A little bit of gas.
$3.01 a gallon.
We're talking about my car, too.
I think I've got that. I might have that one on the soundboard, too, Lisa. You better be careful. We should look and see what's happening in the news this morning. Some people like it. Some people don't. I'm going to share it anyway. Why? Because I can. That's the issue. So I've got a lot of news. Isn't Trump releasing an opioid epidemic plan in New Hampshire? So he likes to travel. I don't know what he does against the White House. He's on a whole hell of a lot, so.
Is that a good golf course there in New Hampshire?
I don't know, but he seems to get a lot done on the golf course. He gets more done on the golf course. I might like to start golfing like he does. Holy cow, and in this weather, too, right? I mean, pretty interesting. So the now be so-called Stop Opioid Abuse, Congress recently appropriated $6 billion. Combat the opioid epidemic, and a senior administration official told the Cannabis News Network that Trump's plan will lay out how the
network.
That one, huh, Lisa?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's in that bottle. The Cannabis News Network, that Trump's plan will lay out how the administration believes the money should be spent. The plan includes three main elements: reducing demand and opioids, cut off the supply of illegal drugs, increasing treatment and recovery services. Interesting. We'll find out how that one goes. Good news news of the weekend, and I had some very interesting debates with friends and foes, was the McCabe firing. Now, here's the funny thing is, I think that we've already got the new campaign promises or campaign tagline for the 2018 re-election. There's a lot of Democrats in Congress that are lining up to hire Mr. McCabe, which will make it a very fascinating conversation when it comes to re-election time in 2018. You two, here's the headline. You two can hire a fired FBI agent. Interesting. I think that'd be a great tagline. Well, it was their own. It was not the president's idea to fire him, although he probably liked the idea. It seems like he did. But it was basically an internal affairs of the FBI that said Mr. McCabe lied in a investigation, and that's not acceptable. 19 other people since the beginning of the year, 19 other members of the FBI have been fired since the beginning of the year for doing the same thing. Heck, Martha Stewart went to jail for it. And some of the Congress people are saying, you know something, I want to hire him so he gets his extra 2 days extra pension benefits because he's not losing his pension. He just doesn't get the extra special parts of it. Fascinating story. And obviously the fake news media out there in full force talking about what if the president fires special counsel Robert Mueller. Ironic because it hasn't said anything about that. He's not happy about it. But as a businessman and or a businesswoman, don't you generally set things up with deadlines? Only in Washington can things go on ad infinitum forever. Think about it. Set up a – if you go to one of your nonprofit organizations that you're a member of, if you go to one of your committee meetings that you're a member of, as long as it's not a government event, don't they set deadlines for everything? You're going to have X amount of time to have this event ready. You're going to have X amount of time to get this job done, whatever it might be. Heck, well, I'm not going to go there. But only in Washington don't have to get that. When's Mueller's deadline for turning in his report? Unlimited funds. He's hired hundreds of people. What's the deadline to get it done? Shouldn't the American people, don't we as Americans have that right to say, when will that happen? Now, you're going to hear an interesting story coming out today. The Cannabis News Network, MSNB, Hee-Haw, none of them are going to share this information with you. But it could be because it's a little bit biased. How about the drug report coming out and saying 75% of the people who answered a survey on Drudge Report that we think President Trump should fire Special Counsel Mueller? Not like going to Michael Flynn and saying, what do you think of Mueller? Right? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but they'll throw that out there just for fun. 400,000 individuals had been surveyed, 77% calling for Trump to fire Mueller. Ain't going to happen. You've got as much chance of that happening as Vladimir Putin losing the election. Oh, wait a second. He won his fourth presidential term with 76.6% of votes.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
I left one out.
Mysteriously, there are now 23% of the voters in Russia that are under investigation and going to jail. I don't know why that might be the case. 76.4%. They must have left the country already. Amazing. And one that I shared with you last week, this is another fascinating story. 100 organizational leaders. I would venture to guess this is not true. Another fake news story. Supposedly over 100 organizational leaders are in Washington, D.C. will go office to office to deal with the GOP representatives that are leading the campaign to condemn the national of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. In Media Matters terms, 100 organizational leaders means probably 5 or 10 people will be going there because if you look at David Brock, the head of Media Matters, he has about 15 of the organizations himself. But why in the world would anybody be getting in Louis Farrakhan? Anti-white, anti-Semite, happy about it. Black Lives Matter is there. The women's leaders are there.
And yes, Empower, although this is the March leaders who are also friends with Louis Farrakhan. Where do you go with all this stuff? Something Washington, D.C. gives us enough news to cover every morning, have a little bit of fun. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. When we come back, boy, do we have some fun stuff to go over with you today.
I think so, don't we?
I don't know. What are we going to go over?
I don't know. We'll figure it out eventually. Now is the time to be buying the luxury homes. Now is the time. We've got some statistics for you on that one. So a little bit about what do you need to know when you're interviewing and looking to hire a great real estate professional to represent you. I've got some questions, and we'll see. We'll talk to Lisa Dunn about see where we go with those.
I think the question is and, what's Lisa Dunn's phone number.
I think I have that on here. I think that it's I might have that, Lisa. I'm going to see if I can find that. I think the number is 911. But I think we'll find it in here somewhere. But I've got that soundtrack. We're going to be doing that one too.
Don't worry.
Paying off your credit cards, personal loans, and cons. We'll talk about that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions and allows tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day. 306-1990-800-306-1990. The mortgage today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. Just hang on that for you. Gold Star, they've got this thing called the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Yeah, that's the one that'll save you $50,000 when you're looking to buy a new house. Why does it save you so much money? Well, it's simple. One of the two biggest issues that people look at when they're looking to sell their house, what do they want to know? They want to know what the price is. They want to know what the contingencies are. Well, the Fast Pass says no loan contingency. There could be some other ones. So what's happening in the markets today? Well, the 10-year Treasury, that's down 1 basis point. We can yawn on that one. Not a big deal there. The Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate bond, though, that's up 5 basis points. Bond price up means interest rates down. A little good news there. It looks like we may have a little bit of a breakout. Could be happening in that 30-year bond. What does a breakout mean? Well, that means that we've broken through that 25-day moving average. There are several other averages that we're always watching as well, the 50-day, 200-day. But looks like we might have broken out of that resistance on the top. Bond going up, rates going down a little bit, not a whole heck of a lot. What else is going on in the bond market or in the mortgage market today? Well, a lot of it has to do with housing starts. Gives us a look at the health of the new construction market. Weaker than expected for the month of February. Starts were down 7% to a 1.236 million unit pace, which was weaker than the 1.285 million unit pace expected. Of course, this was a miss and a bit disappointing, but you know, let's figure it in context. Last month's figure, which was up 10% from the previous month, was the second best of the expansion, revised even higher in today's report from 1.32 to 1.33, just about, which makes today's miss look a little bit worse. Additionally, the most important part of the report is the relationship between multifamily starts and single family starts, which really show the strength of the report. Multifamily dropped significantly by 26% from January to February, which was the entire reason for the decline. Single family starts actually rose 3% when breaking down the report. You're not going to get that kind of detail from anybody else. So that's kind of the issues there. The 10-year Treasury, it's still straddling that range that we've been talking about. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Okay. Jeff, thank you for sharing that. We can really harass Lisa with this.
Don't encourage him.
Something about donuts. What are we talking about with Lisa, what is the story about donuts?
This guy, Jeff, he has this thing about donuts. He goes to open houses looking for donuts.
Well, I posted a picture about donuts and somebody choking on a carrot this morning.
I saw that.
And you'd never have that problem with donuts, Jeff. It just doesn't happen.
I'm waiting for something snarky to come across here.
Okay, let's get back into our conversation this morning, Lisa. We better talk a little bit about finding somebody to help us. What do we need to do? I mean, I know that in the South Orange County area, we've only got one realtor down in that area.
I wonder, and I think I've got to find my
phone number here for you. By the next break, I should have that on the soundboard. Something about 911. So
as long as it's not 211, because that'd be the homeless number, right? Oh, no, if you're homeless, you need a home.
That's right. See, there you go. Or you just call 411. That'll work, too. So I thought we would chat a little bit about real estate professionals, things to ask your real estate professional. And if you're looking to, basically, whenever you talk to real estate people and you're looking to sell your house, you need, it's basically, it's an interview, but you got to remember it's a two-way interview. They're interviewing you at the same time you're interviewing them. So you want to find out some information and how they operate their business. So I thought that, what the heck? Lisa's here all the time. She's a great sport coming in here and putting up with me. Not many people will do that.
True.
I don't know.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So I figured.
So do I, Ron. So do I.
I don't know better than that.
Okay, so let's chat a little bit about
you know, the things that I would want to know from a real estate professional. I did a seminar out in Palm Desert about 2 weeks ago. And one of the things we were talking about is some of the guarantees, some of the marketing arsenal that as a home seller, I would want my real estate professional. And I figured let's go through some of these with Lisa and chat about them. So I mentioned the idea of a performance guarantee. The thought there being that, you know, you got to have a standard. Everybody has a standard, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever the standard is that's agreed upon, you know, does a consumer have the right to expect that? And what kind of a, what are the ramifications if one or the other party doesn't perform?
Well, I think what you have to do is find the agents that you actually mesh with personality-wise, because there's different people for different home sellers. And if I'm on a listing appointment where they're interviewing me, I let them know that I have a way that I do business. And if they don't like the way that I do business, then I suggest to them that they go with another real estate agent. However, I've been doing this full time for 25 years.
So you started at four.
Yes, I started in kindergarten. But, you know, I have a certain way.
Well, we know that it doesn't take a lot to get a real estate license.
Now, Ron.
I've got one. They let me have one. You know. They let me have one, so I know that for sure.
Well, and there's just, you know, different ways that you run a business, you know, and a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, my cousins, you know, they're working a full-time job, but they got their real estate license and they told me that they can do as good a job as anybody else out there. I'm sorry. You want somebody who does this as a full-time profession. As somebody said at a conference I was at, you know, you don't want an OBGYN that's working part-time and has another full-time job. You want
as a plumber.
Okay, this is going to get really freaky here today, guys.
Something's going right. You know, something, I guess that was one of those that needs to go through the brain after, just, instead
boom,
of coming
there
right
go. There we go. Glad I wasn't drinking out of my bottle there.
No, but you're right.
But you want somebody who knows what they're doing, who takes this job seriously, because this is usually the largest, you know, investment somebody has is their home. And I take a lot of pride in the fact that I can carry through with what I present to my clients if they understand that this is how I perform. And I call myself a very mean realtor because I make my clients do a lot of things to get their house ready. I make them turn their house into a product, not their home. And sometimes they don't do that real well. They don't really like that. However, once they see what we convert their home into for selling, they're ecstatic. I said that there's a three P's is how I do my presentations, which would be a fourth, but we're going to keep that out of it.
Okay.
One is preparation, which is prepping the house for sale, doing repairs that they may not even know that they need, doing some minor updates. It's going to result in more money in their pocket. We counsel them on what it is that they should do versus what they think they should do, because just because the homeowner thinks that they need to do something, a home buyer, somebody coming in through an open house, may not even notice it. So why throw your money after something that's not going to give you a financial return? So we work with our clients in that regard. And the second P is pricing, and it's really all about the pricing. Everybody likes to think that, you know, they know what the market's doing for their particular home, that, you know, the neighbor's house sold down the road for, you know, 800,000, and they heard the market goes up, you know, went up 5%. So now they're going to throw 5% onto that 800,000 on the house that hasn't even closed escrow yet. And nothing's worse than having your house sit on the market for over 2 weeks. You want your house in escrow in less than 2 weeks.
So I was chatting with some folks yesterday, and I do, even though I don't sell real estate, I have many, many opinions, and I share them freely.
That we do know.
And sometimes you get exactly what you pay for. So, right, so the issue that I came up with, is, and I'm a big, big proponent of this, especially if you're looking at a contingent sale,
mm-hmm.
is I believe that the departing property, you price it low. And the market is going to always bring property to market value.
Yeah, I don't call it low. I call it aggressive.
Okay.
And there's a big difference between pricing it low and pricing it aggressive. You are never going to leave money on the table. If your house looks good is clean. Like, we're talking like so clean you can lick the floor type clean.
That sounds a little crazy.
It's kind of
crazy
gross,
to me,
but
yeah.
You know, you want it super, super, super clean. And you want it in top-notch condition. And this is, you know, we do staging. I don't do the make my clients throw everything they own into a storage bin and bring in Living Spaces 13-piece showroom. You know, we work with what people have, but it's really super important that, number one, you drive people with an aggressive price because you are not going to leave money on the table. You make that house look as good as you possibly can, and then you promote the daylights out of it. And my MO is I found social media is the place that I do the bulk of my advertising because, number one, your house is all over the place.
It's where people are.
Yeah, it's in the internet the minute you put it into the MLS, you know, and I do open house 3 days in a row. My feet are so tired right now from standing for 3 days on travertine flooring from an open house that I already have, four offers on.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about that when we come back.
Okay.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and in the financial markets. We'll also talk about is it time to sell a luxury property? Interesting. We'll get onto that one. And paying off a credit card with a personal loan. Should we do that? Talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564, toolkit to 79564. Get your ultimate home finance toolkit. It is free. It's got the mortgage calculators, home affordability worksheets, and access to real-time interest rates. Dreaming of a luxury home? Well, now might be the time. If your house no longer fits your needs and you're planning on buying a luxury home, now is a great time to do so. Recently, the Institute for Luxury Home Marketing released its Luxury Market Report.
Imagine
surprise,
that.
Surprise. Which showed that in today's premium home market, buyers are in control. Inventory of homes for sale in the luxury market far exceeds the number of people searching to purchase these properties in many areas of the country. This means that homes are often staying on the market longer or can be found at a discount. Those who have a starter or trade-up home to sell will find buyers competing and often entering bidding wars to be able to call their house their new home. Sale of starter and trade-up houses will help you come up with a larger down payment for your new luxury home. Even a 5% down payment on a million-dollar home is, quick math, 50 grand. But not all who are buying luxury properties have a home to sell first. A recent Bloomberg article gave some insight into what many millennials are choosing to do, and I quote, "New generation of affluent home buyers powered by a surge in inherited wealth is driving the luxury home market, demanding larger spaces and fancier finishes, according to a report heralding the rise of the new aristocracy," unquote. Bottom line, best time to sell anything is when demand is high, supply is low. If you're currently in a starter or trade-up house that no longer fits your needs and you're looking to step up into a luxury home, now might be the time. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. We can chat about making your dreams a reality. We are continuing our conversation this morning with Lisa Dunn. I've got her number.
Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number's still 911? Righty then.
Just thought I'd throw that in there. I did.
You got a license to drive that thing, Ron?
Not a chance. I don't even know how to do it, so I'm in real trouble here. But, hey, you know something? We got a lot of good information that we're giving out.
Bingo.
Playing bingo.
That's what you're doing over there. Everybody thinks he's like working a soundboard. He's playing bingo.
Yeah, having a little bit of fun. So we've been chatting with Lisa Dunn this morning. What we need to find out when we're looking to hire a great real estate professional, I think the first thing before you even hire a real estate professional is do some analysis and see if it makes sense to sell property. Caprice, I saw your comment there. Does it make sense to sell? Unless you're looking to give the government a lot of money, if you're looking at investment properties, you might want to talk to our friend Debbie Bannister. She was in here earlier about some different ideas there. I'm not saying it's a wrong idea to sell. I'm just saying, you know, something. Hey, what's the plan afterward? Where are you going to put your money, the part that the government doesn't steal from you or take from you? Just a thought right there. Continuing on with the ideas here that I talked about when I was training some real estate professionals the other day, we're talking about a marketing arsenal, performance guarantee, understanding upfront what is expected. Now, Lisa shared a lot of great information in the last segment. Part of that has to do with the fact that I think you have to find out what it is. You have to really compare agents. That's what I do for you. But here's the issue, is every agent has their own process, their own way of doing things. And one of the big issues is most consumers, at least I'm going to suggest that they don't even know the questions to ask, right?
It depends, because a lot of them will like read stuff on the internet and stuff like that. Well, I'm going to ask my agent these questions and blah, 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 blah. You know, usually the one we get is, are you going to discount your commission? How much of a discount are you going to give? And it's like, gosh, how would you feel if your boss walked into your office and said, you know, I know you're doing a good job, but I really don't think you're worth paying what we're paying you.
Well, I look at that as a test question.
Yeah. And I say, I am not discounting my commission.
Okay, so here's my thought about that. If you say to a real estate professional, you're going to discount your commission,
And they say, oh, sure, I'll discount it. What is the comment they're going to be making when the buyer comes in to make an offer? They're going to say, well, we might as well just discount the house too. Does that make sense to you? Why would
And what kind of service are you going to get? I mean, this is such a personalized business that we are in. I mean, today I have to go feed somebody's cats after this show, meet a roofer to let them into somebody's home.
I've got some interesting sounds there, Lisa, but I'm not going to put any of them up.
You know, last week I was a professional cat wrangler. I do want you to know, and it has continued into this week. But I literally was helping my client get her cat out from under her bed before the inspector got there. We sold her home. What the heck was that? There's so many things I could say right now, but I'm not. But I literally hopped in my car, drove to her house. I've got this long pole that she used to change light bulbs out of a cathedral ceiling, and I'm poking the cat under the bed so she can grab it by the tail and drag
S-P-C-A.
It out.
S-P-C-A. I'm just...
The cat was not injured, and it did come to me yesterday and did allow me to pet it.
Nice. Okay.
But, you know, I mean, that's all in a day's work for me.
Right.
Because I will do what my client...
It is what it is.
You have no idea.
Exactly. I'm not going to even go there. sounds like serious trouble. Okay, we better get moving on because... It's a performance guarantee that...
Wrangle your cats, guaranteed.
No, but I mean, you're really going to, I believe that you're going to lay out a list of what you're planning on doing for the consumer.
Exactly.
As you go through this process.
Exactly.
I look at a risk-free offer. Interesting. There's one that I think about all the time. Are you going to, if I decide that, you know something, you're not happy with me, I'm not happy with you. There's only one company that I know of. Maybe you'll tell me I'm wrong. But there's only one company I know of that says, you know something, we've got a contract, you've got to sell, and I'm not going to let you out of the contract even if we don't like each other.
You know, most agents will take anywhere from a 6-month to 1-year listing. And here's my thought on that. Why the hell is it going to take them 6 months to a year to sell your house? I take mine 90 days max.
Okay.
If I can't sell your house, have your house in escrow in 90 days, we need to sit down and have a serious talk. There's either something that the seller's not doing or that I'm not doing. And by day 30, we better already have it figured out. There's no reason you need to list a house with anybody longer than 90 days. If you're sitting down with a real estate agent, you look at that contract before you sign it and see if they have in there a predetermined length of time. Refuse to sign anything that's longer than 90 days. In this market, hey, if you pulled up my record right now, you would see the bulk of my listings in the past 6 months have been on the market less than 7 days because I know what I'm doing. And I tell my clients, you listen, you agree with me, we price it aggressively, we promote it aggressively, we have it prepared so clean you can lick the floors, and no, we have issues with that. And you know what? I will put your house on the market on Thursday into the MLS, and we will be opening escrow on Wednesday. I did it last week. I'm doing it this week. I'm going to do it next week. 3 houses, 3 weekends, boom, boom, boom. I'm knocking them out. And one of the people said, there's no way you're going to get my house sold in a week. I said, if you do what I say, and we're a team, because it's like I've become a family member. You do what I say, your house is going to be in escrow.
So let me ask you this question. Is there a way to identify precisely what a property is worth?
No.
Okay. So when you – because I hear these agents that come out and they say, well, I sell houses for 4.6% more than the market price.
I had a listing that was on last week. Not this weekend, but the weekend before. And I priced the house in agreement with the seller what we thought the proper price would be. And it was like in the 940 range. And she had a gorgeous home. I mean, just a gorgeous home. And people were coming in and just like, I got to buy this house. We ended up having 3 offers. All of them came in over list price. We ended up selling for $35,000 over asking. And it wasn't that I underpriced the house by $35,000. Somebody wanted the house so bad they were willing to pay that. And now guess what? We get to make appraisal because I have multiple offers to support that this is what a buyer is willing to pay. That's the other thing. You have to be able to document how you arrived at that price. And nobody's going to say, I can, you know, sell for 4.6% over list, because you don't know what the buyers are going to do. There's so many variables. You can't guarantee that.
Now, the issue that you can talk about, though, is my assumption, sort of an educated assumption, is that if you go into the MLS and look for Rancho Santa Margarita or the zone that you're working in, mm-hmm. you can find in there what the average days on market is.
I'm sure you could.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you can say, you can document, okay, here's my average days on market per the MLS,
mm-hmm.
multiple listing service, and here's the average days on market, and say, okay, I sell my houses in 7 days. The average is 39 days. Okay, that's the issue. You know, it can be done.
It can be done. In fact, the listing I have next week coming on the market, out of three agents, I was the only one who said it would take me less than 60 days to sell their house. 60 days? I'm talking 6 days.
You know, difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. And it's such an inconvenience to have your house on the market, too. There's a price that you need to be cognizant of, and that's your mental stress level.
Sure. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Linda, you're right. I'm glad you're sharing that information. Linda Eisenman, great real estate professional here in North Orange County. Been around the block a few times, and Lisa's right on. So
thank you, Linda.
Good stuff right there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, paying off your credit cards with a personal loan, we'll get the pros and cons of that. We'll also talk more with Lisa Dunn on these ideas of what you need to be talking to a listing agent for when you're interviewing them to sell your home. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Paying off credit card with a personal loan, pros and cons. Do you feel like you're sinking under debt? Well, here's the issue, and I chat about this on a regular basis. The concept of paying off credit cards with personal loans, or what are the other opportunities? I got into this side of the industry. I think many of you know that I spent some time with my licenses and doing work after I sold some businesses over at Merrill Lynch. And I realized at that time there was a lot of people trying to help people with their assets, but not many people trying to help out with liabilities. And people get a lot of misconceptions about liabilities. They look at it and they say, you know something, I'll get a personal loan, I'll pay off my credit cards. Well, is that a good idea? Well, here's the answer to that question, because it's a very, very simple answer. It depends. It depends on the fact of what is your blended household interest rate, blended and weighted. Do you know what that is? Who cares if you've got a 3.5% mortgage if your blended household interest rate is 8%? You can really do a lot of benefits by maybe if you raise your interest rate on your house to 4.5%, do you think you'll save your family some money? Do you think you'll save some headaches? Here's the issue. You can do that with a personal loan. You can do it with your mortgage. See where it fits for you. But the idea is you've got to understand the liability side of your household balance sheet. Understand how much are you paying in interest? How much are the minimum payments? How much are a lot of these different issues, right? It's got to be weighted. Yes, I know you might take a credit card. Here's the big complaint I hear. Well, Ron, if I take and I roll my credit card payments into my mortgage, I'm going to be paying on it for 30 years. Well, that's true. If you continue making that minimum monthly payment on a 30% interest rate credit card, you'll have it paid off in about 300 years. Would you rather pay in 30 or 300? Just a thought. Let's consult on it. Let's chat about it and see what makes sense for you. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We're continuing our conversation this morning with Lisa Dunn. I guess, Lisa, before we get back into our marketing arsenal conversation, we've talked about the performance guarantee. I still want to talk about a risk-free offer, communication guarantee, smart seller program, marketing plan, and a certified pre-owned homeowner plan. But before that, you can be a little bit unique. So
I've been called worse.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, probably by you.
Now, over the weekend, last week, we had St. Patrick's Day, obviously.
Yeah.
Was on Saturday, and always preceding St. Patrick's Day by about 3 days. We have one of my favorite days of the year. Some people look at it mathematically. Having beaten anorexia, I don't get it from a mathematics standpoint. Pi Day?
Pi Day.
Are you talking about 3.1416 or whatever?
That's technically why it's Pi Day. Everybody makes Pi Day Pi Day.
Okay.
Right, Liv? Liv, I know you're out there somewhere.
Pie day, so...
It's poultry day, Ron!
You don't eat sugar.
No. I like to watch.
I have a bad feeling about this.
But I like to watch. I like to watch.
I got a really bad feeling about that one.
I like to watch police.
Okay. That's
Brandy, if you're out there, you can attest to that.
I'm glad that you clarified that. So, Brandy's.
I'm a dessert voyeur.
I was going to say, is Brandy going to tell us if you like to, going to commit to you liking to watch? Is that what you're talking about? What's the deal here?
And make her dirt slick.
Okay, so we talked about the performance guarantee. We talked about a risk-free offer. Your idea of getting that property sold quickly. Communication guarantee. One of the biggest complaints I hear on the consumer world, I never hear from my agent.
Yeah, that can be a problem. Usually when you get into like the larger teams, you know, you'll interview this agent if you're listing your house with them, and then you're never going to see them again because their team members are doing everything.
Is that bad?
You know, it depends on what you're into, you know.
Okay.
Like, I keep my business very personal. You know, I'm not going to say I'm selling 70, 80 houses a year because I'm not. Because if I did, I wouldn't be able to personally communicate with my clients. So, you know, there's something to be said to people that aren't they massive overachievers. If you're a full-time real estate professional, you do this, you're selling, you know, 12 to, you know, 36 homes a year. That's kind of a sweet spot, you know, because
sure.
They know the business, they're doing their job, they know what's going on, they can communicate with you. And also it's important to indicate how you wish to communicate. I have some clients that only want a phone call, others an email, a text. That's like, I live doing text messages because that's where people like to communicate. So as long as you have that preferred channel and it's open, you should be able to be communicating with your agent at all times. But right now, like, I have a person calling me and it's like, I'm sorry, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to wait, half an hour.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Maybe they're watching. I don't know. Okay, so marketing plan.
Oh, that's vital. You got to know what you're doing. And most of my marketing plan takes place before the house goes on the market. It's all in that preparation aspect, making the house the product, because that's going to sell your house faster than anything. You want it looking great. So those photos that are professionally taken, if your agent does not use a professional photographer, I would say go find another agent.
So you're selling your house in 6 days and you still need a professional photographer?
Why do you think I sold it in 6 days? I refuse to put it on the market until my professional photos are sitting here on my computer. I put it into the MLS. I add anywhere from 25 to 35 photos. And the minute it goes live, it's all over Realtor.com. It's on Zillow. It's on Redfin. It's everywhere. I have to come out of the gate with a gorgeous house. If I don't have a gorgeous house and gorgeous photos, I've just lost half of the potential clients. In fact, I did a Facebook post promoting an open house that I held this weekend, and by the end of the day yesterday, I had over 6,000 views and over 1,500 photo clicks for, you know, my marketing budget on Facebook, which is a lot cheaper than putting something into the newspaper that nobody's looking at.
Well, here's the funny part about the newspapers nowadays. I chuckle when I see somebody's marketing material saying, we're going to put it in a newspaper and in some sort of a magazine.
Well, it kind of depends on the market, because when you get down into certain luxury markets, they want to know what magazine their home is going to be in.
But doesn't that mean that by definition, it's not going to sell for 3 to 6 months?
Well, you know,
because you have to book those things well in advance, right?
The only person who's looking for the house in the magazine is the person who's selling it. Nobody else is looking.
Say that again?
Nobody else is looking in the magazine for your house. The only person looking for your house in the magazine is you.
And you already own it, so you
don't
need to
do
that.
So what good is that? You know, my whole thing is, how many people can we promote it to? How many eyeballs can we get? I ask people how they find me. It's usually, you know, Realtor.com or Redfin or Facebook. And in fact, I'm going to pull up my stats right now. You keep talking. I'm going to pull up my stats.
Well, I don't have a lot of time to talk because they're going to pull the plug on us, Lisa. That's...
Then you guess you're going to have to call me to find out how many eyeballs I got on my house that I've just And got another offer.
Maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number's still 911?
Oh.
If you want to meet Lisa Dunn, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with her. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.